Okay, a good Erev Shabbos to everybody, and a good Chodesh as well. Shvi of Mishpatim is really fascinating. It seems to take us back to the scene of Maimon Har Sinai, classic machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban of Mukhtam Muchar Batorah. For Rashi, this takes place in the lead up to Maimon Har Sinai. The Ramban Kedarko Bakodesh says it was all Achar Matan Torah. Moshe related all of the Mishpatim that are recorded in this week's parasha. And then he got up in the morning and he went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the day that he's co-raised the bris that we'll focus on. What I'd like to try to develop is the transition between Nas and Nas and Nishma. So we know at the beginning of Chamish Yiv Yisro, Vayavom Moshe Vayikra L'Zikneya'am Vayasam B'fneihem Eizkol Advorim Ma'ila Asher Tzivo Hashem, previous section being the section of the Malachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, Vayanu Cholam Yachta Vayomru Kol Asher Diver Hashem Nase, Vayashiv Moshe Zdivrei Ha'am El Hashem. This is prior to Matan Torah, L'chol Adeos. Now, you come to Shvi of Mishpatim, Vayavo Moshe, and again, the Rashi, it's again, Kodim Matan Torah, for the Ramban, it's L'achar Matan Torah. Vayisaper Lam is called Diri Hashem, is called Mishpatim. So Rashi says that we're dealing with the Shev Mitzvah Spinei Noach, Shabbos, and Parah Aduma, and the dinim that were enhanced in Mara over and above the dinim of Bnei Noach. Vayan kolam kol echad vayomru kol asher dibir Hashem na'asa. So once again, there's na'asa. So na'asa v'nishma, you know, comes in Pasuk Zayin, and that puts an enormous amount of pressure, especially given what Chazal associated with na'asa v'nishma, you know, that this was the raz eshem malachei asharis mishtam shembo, according to Gemara and Shabbos, and Daf Peches, and, you know, that when we said Nasa V'Nishma, we were Zocha to the, you know, Ksarim that we lost at the Egel Azav. You know, the Gemara and Shabbos says it was at that moment that we were Zocha to the term B'ni Bechori Yisrael, even though it comes up earlier in the Torah. So let us try to understand what the transition between Nasa and Nasa V'Nishma is really all about. V'Yichtov Moshe is called Dibri Hashem, V'Yashkim Aboker V'Yivet Mizbeach Tachas Ahar. According to the Ramban, this would be the day following Maimon Har Sinai, Ushtem Esrei Matzivah L'Shnem Asar Shivtei Yisrael, Vayishlachas Narei B'nei Yisrael, either the Bechorim, according to Targum and Rashi, or the Rabban says, Shalotamu Tam Chet, Vayalu Olos, Vayizbechu Zvachem Shlamim L'Hashem Parim, Vaykach Moshe Chatzi Adam Vayasem Baganos, certain kind of kli, Vachatzi Adam Zarak Al HaMizbeach, Vaykach Sefer HaBris, the Rashi says the Sefer HaBris, so that was from Bereishis at Matan Torah, Vayikra B'oznei Ha'am, Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. Lashon Rashi, Sefer HaBris, Mibereishis at Matan Torah, Mitzvos Shenitztavu B'mara. It's a Talmud Torah experience. Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Vayikra B'oznei Ha'am, Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. Now, you could argue that Mara was their first Talmud Torah experience as a nation. Sham sam lo choku mishpat v'sham nisau. But this is a different kind of a Talmud Torah experience. Vaykach Moshe sadam v'yizrok al ha'am. Vayomer hinei dam arbris asher karas Hashem yimachem al kol advarim ho'eila. It's the dam arbris. The Jewish people are nichnas lebris. The Gemara Krisis Tav Tes. Melam yishlo nichsav v'sein lebris ala b'tfila. And indeed, this is our tradition, that this is the process of Giyur, right? You have Mila, you have Tvila, you have Hartzah's Damin, and that's exactly what we have here. Rashi quotes it, Mikan Lamdu Rabbosenu, the Gemara Krisos, Shenichtasa Avosenu Lebris, Bimila, Tvila, Vazah's Damin, Shein Hazah below Tvila. So we have something fascinating going on here. The transition between Nasa and Nasa V'Nishma is accompanied by two parallel phenomena. Vayikach Sefer HaBris Vayikra B'Oznei Ha'am. There's a sense of a Talmud Torah experience. And then there's also the Krisas Bris, the official, if you could pinpoint a moment when Klal Yisrael underwent Giyur, according to the Maran Krisos, this would be the moment. So what then exactly is the distinction between Nasa and Nasa V'Nishma? The Jewish people modified their original statement in light of this Talmud Torah experience, in light of this Krisas Bris. So Nas says the same. They understood that they had a responsibility and a commitment, going all the way back to Revi of Yisro. Im Shamo Tishmu Bekoli Ushmartem Ezberisi V'Yisem Li Segula Mikol Mim Kili Kol Aretz V'Atem Tiyuli Malachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh Eila Hadvarim Asher Tadabru Al Bnei Yisrael. It was to that the Jewish people originally responded, V'Yenu Cholam Kol Echad V'Yomru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa. But now the Jewish people are adding V'Nishma. V'Nishma seems, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, to be a response to Vaikach Sefer HaBris Vaikra Be'oznei Ha'am, that he read it to the people, and the people understood it, and there was a Talmud Torah-based experience for them. Which leads us to an absolutely fascinating conclusion. That Nasa V'Nishma means the Jewish people came to the recognition that now that they were part of the Bris, they no longer were merely responsible for Shmiras HaMitzvos, Nasa, but V'Nishma, to be party to the Talmud Torah experience. Not just Nishma, we will hear it, but V'Nishma will try to understand it. We'll try to participate in this Talmud Torah experience that Moshe Rabbeinu is introducing to us. Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Be'oznei Ha'am. All the things that they had up until that point. So in terms of Torah Shebichsav, it was Mibreishis Ad Matan Torah. In terms of Torah Shebaal Peh, it was the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, but repackaged now to include Shabbos and Kibbud Ava'im and Parah Aduma and the enhanced version of Dinim. Dehainu. The Nasa V'Nishma, because it was completely synchronous with Krisas Bris, with Knisa L'Bris, all of a sudden the Jewish people became partners in Matan Torah, in Kabbalah Satara. Lo Asa Chen L'Chol Goyim Yishbatim Ba'idom Malaya Torah Tivlanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov Now the Jewish people who are part of the Bris, they've undergone the gear, Mila, Tvila, Damim, Kabbalah Satar. That's what the process is for gear. But the Kabbalah Satar wasn't merely, again, B'Torah Nasa that will accept it. But V'Nishma will study it, will understand it, will appreciate it, will be mechadesh in it. Yafshe lebeis medrash bli chiddush. So if you ask me, why were Chazal so beyond rhapsodic about Nasa V'Nishma? What was so significant about that moment? So when Klal Yisrael realized the full significance of what Maimed Har Sinai was, it wasn't just the Jewish people. They had understood previously that they were going to be obligated to keep the rules. Nasa. But now they recognized that they would be the custodians of that Torah. Vayikach Sefer HaBris Vayikra Be'oznei Ha'am Vayasim Lifneihem Eizkol Advarim Ha'ele Vayamru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. Lo b'shamayim, he from this point forward is going to be theirs. It's going to be their responsibility, and therefore, it wouldn't merely be a top down. We're going to follow the instructions, but V'Nishma will understand it, will hear it, and of course, implicit in that is that we'll be responsible for its transmission as well. I think part of the Gemara in Shabbos, says that the Chet HaEgel removed some of this moment has to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu distanced himself from the Jewish people in Enochi Sholeach Malach Lefanecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he'll send a Malach, and Moshe fought that, Imein Panecha Olchim Al Talenu Mizah, that there was a recognition that the Jewish people had a certain closeness that they had achieved at Maimon Har Sinai, and Nasa V'Nishma, the Chet HaEgel, created an enormous amount of distance, and certainly the Shitas Rashi The entire project of the Mishkan was meant to recreate a great deal of that original closeness. Be that as it may, Nasa to Nasa Venishma is accompanied by the Talmud Torah experience. Vaykach Sefer Abris, Vaykra Ba'osnei Ha'am. It's accompanied by the Giyur, Mila Tevila, Hazoas Damim, Kabbalah Satorah. Seems like the Jewish people are recognizing that as they make their transition from Nachri to Yisrael, their responsibility is not merely to keep the rules, Naase, compliance with instructions, but to internalize the rules, to study the rules, to cultivate the rules, to develop the rules, to be Mechadesh. Lo Bashamayim, he begins with the words Naase v'nishma. Good Shabbos.